I've found that trust isn't a concept that I spend much time reflecting on. So at youth group, when Kat announced the theme of our service, I was forced to start analyzing a part of the human experience I had never given much thought. What even is trust? The media tells me it's something a person owns, that trust can be won, bought, broken, and stolen through grand gestures or heart-wrenching betrayals. If romantic dramas have taught me anything, it's that trust is something that should be given sparingly, or honestly, not at all, because in the end, you will always be left standing alone in the rain with a battered bouquet of roses or plunging into the waters of the Atlantic, desperately trying to hold on to a piece of driftwood that was definitely big enough for the both of you. I think it's funny that our society can't seem to stop itself from advertising a filtered version of life. Through Hollywood movies, news feeds, and self-help books, we form a dramatically black and white concept of the process of building and letting go of trust. We as human beings have a huge capacity for forgiveness, and I think we like to forget that. We don't want to stick around and make things work because picking up the pieces of a relationship is uncomfortable and intimidating. So when we come to a crossroads and a person we've shared trust with has made a poor decision, we more often than not decide to shut them out of our lives entirely, guarding our hearts from the possibility that we might get hurt again. But what about the trust that we give that no one thinks twice about? Don't we trust our cashiers to count our change and baristas to get our orders right? How about the way we trust other cars to stay in their lanes, lights to guide us through traffic, or speed limits to keep us safe? We trust the training of doctors, pilots, and firefighters. Few of us question the information we learn from teachers and professors. Don't we trust the abilities of others every day? How can we continue to advertise trust as an item to be guarded if the functioning of our communities rely on the trust that citizens place on one another? Human beings can't coexist without a foundation built on the very thing we tell each other to lock away and save for a selective few. Because while grand gestures and heart-wrenching betrayals may occur once or twice in every lifetime, our relationships with trust accumulate through minuscule life moments and interactions, most of which we forget shortly after they occur, and they are just as meaningful.